Weird Ideas That Work, 11 and a half practices for promoting, managing, and sustaining innovation. Written by Robert I. Sutton and read by Gareth Prosser. I admit it. I call the novel ideas in this book weird to get your attention. After all, unexpected, even strange management practices are more fun and memorable than bland old ideas. But there is another reason these ideas may seem counterintuitive. To innovate, companies must do things that clash with accepted management practices, with common but misguided beliefs about the right way to manage any kind of work. In company after company, managers act as if they can keep developing new products, services, and solutions by adhering to customary ways of managing people and making decisions. This happens even in companies where managers say that innovative work requires different practices than routine work. Yet these same managers continue to use methods that force people to see old things in old ways, expecting new and profitable ideas somehow to magically appear. Last year, for example, I had a long conversation with an executive who wanted some ideas about sparking innovation in a multi-billion dollar corporation in a mature industry. I can't reveal the company, but I can tell you it was a book publisher. Profits were falling, and so was the stock price. Wall Street analysts were complaining that the company wasn't innovative enough. This executive was exasperated because her company, especially the CEO, hates taking risks. And she believed that other senior managers wouldn't back any program that might fail or distract people in the core businesses. She especially emphasized that any program that might further reduce quarterly profits would be unacceptable, even if it had long-term benefits. The CEO and other senior executives were convinced that the business practices they were using to do the company's routine work, the things they did to make money right now, could somehow generate profitable new products and business models. These executives were dreaming an impossible dream. To build a company where innovation is a way of life, rather than a rare accident that can't be explained or replicated, people need to discard, and often reverse, their deeply ingrained beliefs about how to treat people and make decisions. They need to follow an entirely different kind of logic to design and manage their companies, even though it may lead them to do things that some people, especially people focused on making money right now, find to be counterintuitive, troubling, or even downright wrong. Trying to spark innovation with methods that actually stifle it doesn't happen just in big old companies. Entrepreneurs start new companies partly because they are purported to be more innovative, free from the pressures in established firms to follow ingrained precedents. Yet after coaching startups for over 20 years, James Robbins finds that entrepreneurs can fall prey to ingrained habits just like managers in big firms. Long before it was a fad, Robbins was creating and managing new business incubators, including an environmental business cluster in San Jose and in Wuhan, China, the software business cluster in San Jose, the Panasonic incubator in Santa Clara, and the women's technology cluster in San Francisco. The software business cluster has been especially successful since it was started in 1994. It has nurtured more than 50 new companies, which have attracted over $300 million in funding. Robbins coaches the entrepreneurs in these incubators to build companies that generate, rather than stifle, new ideas. A sign in his office, the only sign I saw, says, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result."